I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been 9 days of a strained ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Now, Lebanon is watching a surge of conflict in neighboring Syria. Tom Adamo with Heart for Lebanon.
Hezbollah used to be up there quite heavily, but they took a lot of their soldiers out, moved them to southern Lebanon to fight with Israel, and left the vacuum up there.
Syrian rebel groups saw that power shift. Last week, on the very same day the ceasefire took effect, they launched a surprise offensive in Aleppo. It's developed into the most significant change in the Syrian war's front lines since 2020. Today, rebels control two of the nation's largest cities and miles of surrounding territory. Adama says Heart for Lebanon is preparing for the possibility of hundreds more Syrian refugees fleeing the violence. Please pray for them as they continue to share aid in the gospel of Christ. And in rural Indian communities, witch doctors are seen as the experts on healing and spiritual power, and even control people through fear. A mother and father, Sony and Raj, brought their sick toddler son to the witch doctor. But Mission India's Regan Miller says they were discouraged, especially the mother, Sony.
The recommendations they were given by the witch doctors were just bizarre and things that, as a parent, you would never want to do to your child. But she didn't know what else to do. She was just at a loss. And so she followed the witch doctor's instructions. And of course, nothing worked. The child stayed sick.
But everything changed when a local Christian pointed them to Jesus. This story is a beautiful ending, and you can watch it in Mission India's new video release. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.